Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the 17th of the hour. This is Carlos Santana bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris is a writer, a speaker, a futurist. I found certainly found him to be so. Chief Reinvention Officer at Improvising Careers. He's also a pretty darn good rock star bassist. He's a jingle producer and writer. The Kit Kat, Give Me a Break, and many others that he's written. As I said, folks, he's a renaissance man. Hey, Chris, thanks again for being here. We're talking about We're talking about quantum computing, and in the previous segment, we set the table to distinguish between a digital computer like the one sitting in front of you, folks, and or the one in your hand or in your pocket. Or the one on your wrist, maybe, and a quantum computer, which has the ability to quantum leap, basically. Quantum is an appropriate term. I've been using the term quantum leap, Chris, for 40 plus years. I started thinking about quantum leap in terms of leveraging a leveraged compensation plan. When I started thinking about if I worked this much harder because of the way the pay scales were, the pay was for a certain performance, I could go one step more level of effort, and quantum leap my income, and so I started thinking about it back then. So now we're talking about computers doing that, and we're still having difficulty, Chris, managing the power of digital computers in a way that doesn't make us creepy. How are we going to do quantum computing?
Well, I think it's an open question. I think it's, as you say, quantum computing can solve problems we thought were intractable or unaddressable because they're going to be so powerful. Also, as you say, the risk to security. So will these quantum computers be able to crack any kind of conceivable code, and is security going to go out the window? I mean, I think it's weird to think of it as similar to what they call classical computers. That's what they call normal computers now, like that we think of as computers like Macs and PCs, classical computers. I mean, we're in the middle of still managing that battle between cybersecurity and cyber theft. And it's going to be a similar thing with quantum. I mean, it kind of comes with the territory. We'll address it. We'll have to figure it out somehow. But to manage expectations, I mean, I think we're realistically probably 5 to 10 years away from really a viable general-purpose quantum computer. Because currently they need to operate in almost absolute zero. They're very fragile. They're very expensive.
Zero temperature you're talking about.
Yeah, absolute zero temperature, yeah. So
very cold, because they cold create a lot of heat.
Yeah, close to a vacuum. I mean, this is very, very early days, It's although I was saying the threat, we have some time to figure out how to manage the threat, but it's also, going to be a long time before general access to quantum computing is available.
Let me put one thing on the table, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that I think will help people appreciate the power of this thing. Right now, when you create a new password, you might have a little indicator at the bottom of your password where the website is telling you if it's a strong password or not, right?
Yeah.
We've all seen those. And so you create a strong password, and you're so happy because it's all green lights, right? And today, with a digital computer, even though a digital computer could go through the motions and crack that password code, it would take so long and be so expensive, it wouldn't be worth the effort. But a quantum computer will probably do away with, we probably won't be able to have passwords if everybody, whenever quantum computing is ubiquitous, right? Because a quantum computer could crack that excellent password in seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're already seeing trending in that direction, right? So toward, like, biometrics. Because, I mean, there are, you know, people are hacked, you know, various computers and got emails and distributed them, mentioning no names.
Right.
But, I mean, that kind of stuff is going on. I think it'll be, we'll have to create some new way to keep data safe. So biometrics will be one part of the solution, probably. Might be what they call, multi-pass kind of authentication. So it'll be, they say it's like something you know, something you are, something you see, whatever. So some kind of code, so something biometric, something related to a captured gesture or something like
What's
that.
What's the first application you see winding up on Main Street from a quantum computer?
I think it's going to be related to drug discovery. Right, I mean, pharmaceutical companies sort of inventing and manipulating molecules, creating new drugs that they can then market, because there's the comparative sort of time to value, I think, makes it worth it.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Mick Miles. Ford introduced a new Explorer, which will include a police interceptor, a gas, a hybrid that will go 500 miles on a single tank, and a performance ST model that will have over 400 horsepower. On the technology front, it will have a 10.1 portrait-mounted touchscreen, much the same as a Tesla, Ford's Co-Pilot 360, driver assistance technologies that parallel parks the vehicle for you, and terrain management systems. For more cool car tech, visit testmiles.com.
Hop into the all-new greater than ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
You're listening to Global American Broadcasting, the Gab Radio Network. For more info on our programs and services, including technical operations and syndication.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.